The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
Stevie B.
Your brother Steven is my favorite Baldwin brother.
One part KMC.
Found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
Now, on the BMX Radio Network, it's Baldwin McCullough Radio. Talking about the dilemmas of life no one else will. And trying to make sense of it all.
3 months ago, the president promised to pull us out. You here today are that hope and change for America. 3 days later, Mr. President.
Kevin McCullough.
All right, it's Bob McCullough Live. Thank you for being with us. Those of you that are just joining us mid-program tonight, some of the stations that normally have us had football, other things tonight, and we know that sometimes you can't always be there at the beginning of the show. That's why we have 2 hours to hopefully help you make it through Saturday just a little bit better. Now, Mr. Baldwin is on assignment tonight. He is in the Philippines, actually, watching the big prize fight. He said he would be with us. Jackie, did you try him? Did you try him? Okay, so she's working very hard. I wish I could get the camera to show you how hard she was working. She's just breaking her fingers to the nubs. She's turning her fingers into nubs. Pounding that phone, trying to get Mr. Baldwin on the air. He's eating taquitos with someone named Pacquiao. No, I'm kidding. It's a prize fight. Mr. Pacquiao is the world welterweight leader guy, dude, and he's fighting an American tonight to defend his universal welterweight belt of the universe. I've never understood boxing scoring, like. How it's actually able to, you fight one fight, you become the international champion for all of history. And then someone beats you, and then they're that. And then it takes you, like, 13 more fights to get back to that. I don't know how you do boxing, but however that's done, it's kind of cool. So he's there tonight. He may join us by phone from the venue if he's able to. But for those of you that weren't with us in hour one, we are talking about this brand new revelation today. Because the president, you may have missed it. He had a little meeting with the American people this last week. In fact, he did something on Tuesday night that he said for the past 6 years he couldn't do. He didn't have the authority to do. He said he wouldn't. He would be violating the Constitution if he did. In fact, take a listen. We have some of those clips piled together for you here.
I committed to fixing this broken immigration system.
I know some here wish that I could just bypass Congress and change the law myself.
There are actions I have the legal authority to take as president.
But that's not how democracy works.
To those members of Congress who question my authority to make our immigration system work better,
I'm not the emperor of the United States,
or question the wisdom of me acting where Congress has failed, I have one answer. Pass a bill.
Essentially, I would be ignoring the law.
All right, so the Washington Examiner put those clips together, but he and that's just a sample. There's some 22 speeches, interviews, sit-down conversations he had with journalists, etc., in which he actually said, both to Latino-based media and English-based media, that he did not have the constitutional authority to just suddenly say to 5 million people, guess what, you get to stay. He said, I'm bound by the law. There are laws in place. I have to respect those. I can't just make this up as I go along. And then for some reason on Tuesday night, he just kind of made it up as he went along. One of the things, though, if this is the new paradigm under which we're living, one of the things that he said was the upside of what he would do here is he said, let me be clear, I will. Early on, see to it that we deport the more dangerous of those that are here. Meaning that if there were people that he could deport that were a danger to American society, he would see to it that he got that done. Now, I said on my radio show this last week, I think a starting point for where he would get a lot of Americans supporting his plan is if he pledged to support deport all of the 25% of the incarcerated felons in the country that are illegal aliens, that are incarcerated for federal penalties on crimes that they've committed, that if he said, I'm going to send all of those people home, that I think most of the American people would back him on that. Because those people have committed dangerous crimes. They're in prison for a year or longer, but they've murdered, they've raped, they've committed grand theft. They've done all kinds of things that have demonstrated our need to lock them up and not let them out. If we deported those people, I think that we would have something that most Americans would agree upon. That's a good thing. Today, this weekend, the policies for apprehension, detention, and removal of undocumented immigrants was released by the Department of Homeland Security. This is the document, the new rule book, if you will, since the executive amnesty, executive action got signed. This is the new rule book for how we are going to go about deporting people in the United States. Okay? So this is the new law. Again, nobody voted on it. He just kind of made it up out of thin air. But this is what he is saying will be the policy going forward. Okay? 888-340-3373, by the way. 888-340-3373. He gets tough on terrorists and new border crossers. He says those people automatically deported. We're going to kick those terrorists out faster than you can blink. We're going to see to it that these people coming to the border with the intention to enter the country, we're going to deport them too. I keep wondering if he's like wink wink on the side on that one. But let's take him at his word, face value for that. It's the next part that troubles me. Because the next part of the policy is they've carved out this whole exception that are people that they call secondary deportation priority. And if that sounds like something that we don't need to have, you're probably right, because what it means is they're of a priority that's not important enough to deport them. And here's the crimes that if you commit, it almost guarantees you don't get deported, because it's not a bad enough crime. Okay, you ready for them? These people are actually cited in the policies as being eligible to avoid deportation under the, quote, enhanced enforcement of deportation that the president intends to put into place. Drunk drivers. Practitioners of domestic violence. Sex abusers. Drug dealers. And weapons violators. I ask you, America, watching on Biz TV coast to coast tonight, listening on radio stations across the country, does this make sense at all? I don't want to be cynical about my government. I don't want to be cynical about my president. I disagreed with his desire to take executive action to do what he's done. But I don't have it in for the guy. I disagreed with it. I'm assuming that we in America can still disagree with people and with policies and not necessarily hate them or want to see the country hurt. But in this particular instance, this is unfathomable to me. If the goal is to make sure that we have greater enforcement against people that are dangerous to America so that we can then give amnesty to the other 4 or 5 million people that we're going to allow to stay, doesn't it make sense that we address the dangerous ones and get them out of our midst? Is there anybody that disagrees with that? 888-340-3373. So if you don't, why then do we need secondary deportation priority for drug drivers, sex abusers, drug dealers, domestic violence perpetrators, weapons violators? Why should those people be given the right to stay simply because they committed those crimes? That's the part that bothers me. 888-340-3373. 888-340-3373. I want to know what you think. I've got three phone lines open. 888-340-3373. The idea that a drunk driver who may take the life of a fellow American through the turning of his weapon, his car into a weapon, isn't a danger to fellow Americans is ludicrous to me. Sex abusers who have violated people's innocence through sexual crimes, they should be gone. We should guarantee their deportation. If someone is committing domestic violence, beating the people he lives with, endangering their lives in some way, I think they should lose their right to be here. See, I think that if you're an illegal alien and you find hospice here in the country, you should be grateful for that and live as clean and humble a life as you can. But if you come here and you break our laws and you hurt our people, then I don't think the law should be merciful to you. I think you should be forced to go home. Am I wrong? 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. We're live from New York.
There's something in you that's calling out and reaching out and striving, and you know that when you're performing and when you're singing or when you're dancing, there's nothing like it because you feel like you're finally doing what you were born to do.
So who are the stars of tomorrow? Who do they look up to? And how will they change the culture? AMTC is Actors, Models, and Talent for Christ, a talent development ministry with a mission to find, prepare, and launch God's talent. Go to AMTCAudition.com to find the nearest dates and cities where free auditions will be occurring near you.
Some of us are called to be in front of cameras and on set. That's still our mission field.
Answer the call. Go to AMTCAudition.com. That's AMTCAudition.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, the natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules. Now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body. Normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
It's Baldwin McCullough Live. We're glad you're with us from the belly of the news beast in New York every single week. We have discovered that there is a problem with our phone lines. And so some of you may have been trying to call this entire show and have not been able to connect. We are working on that as feverishly as we can, so please don't give up. But if you've got email handy and you'd like to send me your comments via email, I could still take your comments along those lines. If you wanted to send them to me, kmcradio@gmail.com, kmcradio@gmail.com. And again, we're working to get the phone lines corrected and put into place as quickly as possible. There's a glitch that for some reason the phone is not ringing to the call-in line as it is supposed to when you dial our number. 888-340-3373 is that number, and we hope that it will be fixed shortly. Certainly something we probably should have checked before showtime. For those of you that are listening, let me take a second to say this. About 7 months ago, I started experiencing something that I had never experienced before in my life, and that was a level of sleep that I had never dreamed I could get. Every night that I would go to sleep, if you had asked me 7 months ago, I would have had three pillows on my bed. I would have had them contorted in these different shapes, trying to get my neck to have the support that it needed in order to stay still and to give me the right support so that I could get through the night. Invariably, I'd roll over, and it would be out of position. It would not be in the right position. And going from there to the new technology that I started using was just amazing from the standpoint that I was able to go to bed each night and get REM cycle sleep, sleep that was deep, sound, restorative. It gave me this like fresh breath of air every morning. I felt more rested. I felt like my body had recovered more than it had the night before. And the reason was because I was literally getting a deeper quality of sleep than I had ever gotten before. Now, why is any of that important? Well, for this one simple reason. You need sleep. It's one of the most important things in your life that you can access is healthy, restorative sleep. And if you're not getting it, you're going to suffer a quality of life that's just not good. Well, my friend Mike Lindell at MyPillow started telling me about why he developed the MyPillow the way he did. The technology inside the pillow allows you to stick it into the shape that your head needs, and it stays there. It doesn't move. Roll over or when you churn during the night, the support stays equal for your neck and your head, which is very important because the average head weighs about 12 pounds. So you're talking about something that needs to have the ability to stay supported in the right posture so that your organs, your torso, your neck can all get the blood flow in the right direction. And in doing so, be able to get blood circulation to the part of your body that needs to heal every night when you are in sleep. When you go into REM cycle sleep, you dream. You do things that you don't get when you get interrupted in your sleep. The MyPillow stays cool. Some people get very, very warm, and that wakes them up. Some of you get cricks in your neck because you're not sleeping with a straightened spine and set of shoulders during the night. The MyPillow helps regulate all of that. And most importantly, if you try it and you don't like it, he'll take it back within the first 60 days. But friends, I promise you, every person that I've given one to, every person that I've encouraged to get one, I just recently sent one to a talk show host in Philadelphia, my friend Mark Daniels. I said that we were recently on a trip to Israel together, and I was telling him about this great sleep I was getting, and he said, you know, I've had this spinal issue for my entire adult life. He said, I wake up 7 to 8 times a night, and I just can't wake up without a headache. I have all kinds of pressure. I said, Mark, I'm going to send you one of these, and you tell me if it works. He got it. 2 days later, I get an email from him. Kevin, you're not going to believe. The very first night, I slept all the way through the night. I didn't wake up. I didn't have 7 or 8 interruptions. In fact, I got the best sleep I've ever had, and I've had it every night since. Friends, every single person that I've introduced this to has had the same story. So I want you to understand, it's not just me. It's not just my experience. It's the experience now of dozens of people that I know personally and literally hundreds of listeners that have gotten the MyPillow and gotten a new night's sleep. Here's what I want you to do. I want you to try it for yourself. The number is 800-506-2641. 1-800-506-2641. That number will connect you with MyPillow. You can also go on MyPillow.com. And right now, they've just been named the official pillow of the National Sleep Foundation. And to celebrate that, if you use my promo code, it's on your screen if you're watching on television, or KMC if you're listening by way of radio, 800-506-2641, promo code KMC. You can also use that on MyPillow.com. If you go either direction with that, on the phone or online, they're going to see to it that they give you 50% off everything in your shopping cart. So you get MyPillows for your kids. You get the Travel Anywhere MyPillow, like the one I took to Israel and got good night's sleep there because I had it. You get the big full-size ones or the ones that are medium strength. Whichever ones you want, whichever ones you try, they're going to take 50% off everything in your shopping cart when you check out at MyPillow.com and use promo code KMC. That's 800-506-2641. That's 1-800-506-2641. Use promo code KMC on checkout. You're going to get 50% off. And by the way, I know you're going to get the best sleep of your life. So consider it an early Christmas present from KMC. I'm just giving you great sleep for the rest of your night by alerting you to the opportunity to get a MyPillow at half price right now. 1-800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641. Promo code KMC. My wife, who's great with child, she said tonight, before I walked out of the house, I kid you not, she had been on the couch. We're due at the end of February, our first baby daughter. She comes to me and she goes, Kev, don't be mad at me. I said, why would I be mad at you? She says, well, I think I'm going to go to bed early tonight, so the rest of the house may not be lit up when you get home. I said, well, that's okay. She said, I just got to tell you, with the MyPillow bed topper on our bed and the MyPillows in the bed, she said, I think that I need more rest tonight because the baby's been kicking, and she had a very full, busy day organizing, doing her nesting thing, getting ready for the baby to come. And she said, I just feel like I need some really good rest and sleep tonight. And I said, sweetie, go get it. And she knows she's going to. This has been the best pregnancy sleep she's had out of all three of our kids, and the MyPillow products are the reason why. So, again, 50% off in the shopping cart when you go to MyPillow.com or 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641. Promo code KMC when you use that. That's 800-506-2641. All right, so the president and his Justice Department, his Department of Homeland Security, actually, has issued new guidelines for what they will and they will not allow to be prosecuted to qualify for deportation. And the new crimes that you can commit that will not get you deported if you're an alien in the country include sex abusers, drug dealers and traffickers, weapons violators, drunk drivers, and people that commit domestic violence. If those are your crimes and you're an illegal alien, according to the new guidelines, you will not be deported. Is that right? 888-340-3373 is my phone number, 888-340-3373. You can also email me at kmcradio@gmail.com, kmcradio@gmail.com, and I'll take your comment that way as well. Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us. Stay with us. It's Baldwin McCullough Live from New York.
America's largest independently owned communications network, GCN.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care, chiropractic done right.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
Hey everyone, my Ghost 80% AR-15 project was a total success. Thank you, Guns80.com. Thank you. I bought my Ghost AR-15 at Guns80.com. It's everything I expected and more. Just got a note from my buddy Mark, and now they're having a huge Black Friday and a big Cyber Monday sale. Guess Christmas is coming early this year. I'm definitely ordering one for my brother on Black Friday because the price drops to $400. Yes, I did just say that. $400. Unbelievable. At Guns80.com, the big sale is on. Begins Friday, November 22nd, and ends December 1st. So hurry now. Sale prices for Ghost ARs again, $400. Black Friday will be a good day. Get your Ghost AR-15 at Guns80.com. Sale is on right now at Guns80.com. That's Guns80.com. Guns and the number 880.com. Happy holidays and Merry Christmas to everyone from our good friends at Guns80.com. The big sale is on. I'll see you there.
It's Baldwin McCullough Live from New York. We're glad you're with us each week. And thank you for those of you that are staying with us tonight on the Saturday night edition of Baldwin McCullough Live. Steven's on assignment. He's in China. We're trying to connect to him. We'll see if we're able to make that happen before the broadcast is over. But thank you to those of you that have even tried to call tonight. We've experienced a problem with our phone lines, and not sure that we're going to be able to get that cared for before we're done. But again, if you wanted to get a comment to me, my email box is open, and I am taking your email tonight. And so if you've had some frustration in not being able to get the things to me otherwise, I'm glad to be able to reach you that way if you would so wish. KMC Radio. At gmail.com is my email address, kmcradio@gmail.com. We've spent the better part of the show dealing with the issue of adjusted guidelines for what will allow certain people to be deported. It is grotesque to me to think that we're going to take really violent people and say to them, it doesn't really matter. It doesn't really matter if you're a drunk driver and you're an illegal, or if you're a spouse abuser and you're an illegal, or if you're any of these other things. When, if you're just an American citizen, you're going to be punished to the fullest extent of the law, as you should be if you do those things. Used to, the fullest extent of the law, if you were an illegal, meant that what was going to happen to you was you were going to be returned to the place from which you came, and you were likely not going to be given a chance to come back. I don't know why this particular president believes that right now we need to go easy on those five or six areas of violent crime. Serious crime. Crime that does, in fact, leave negative turbulence in the path of the life of the average American. But that's the decision he's going to make and that he's going with. Some other things that you... that you're probably keeping track of, and one of the things that we didn't get to last week, in Ferguson, Missouri, they're not really expecting the indictment to come down tomorrow, so it'll probably be Monday. But there have been a couple of complete weeks that they've been speculating, oh, it could be any minute, could be today, could be tomorrow, could be this week. That's been going on for a while. At first, I had, and Kevin McCullough is my name, I work in talk radio, I do multiple broadcasts across the country each day. I experienced grave consternation with the media industry the last few weeks. I have been dismayed at the fact that the major networks have continually baited the American people with what they believe the indictment or the non-indictment is going to be when it's handed down in Ferguson, whenever it does occur. And you will see not only people speculating what they think it's going to entail, but then people assuming, making the grand assumption that actually what you're going to see is all-out World War III breakout. You would see headlines almost every day, police departments across the globe standing on alert, especially in major American urban centers. In New York, there were some stories about what our police were doing to bulk up for, you know, reaction to the Ferguson indictment. I think for the media to do that does two things. One, I think it allows people that may want to have a proclivity to act badly permission to do so. I think it says to a young man who may be very emotional about what may or may not happen there, see his opportunity to express his individuality and make a statement and say, hey, I'm just living up to the expectations. This is what they told us we were going to do. Everybody else is going to do it. I may as well do it too. I don't think that's necessary. I don't think the media needs to go down that path. But secondarily, I think it prejudges a whole bunch of people that I don't know deserve to be judged in advance. See, I hope that when my life is over, people look at the life of Kevin McCullough and they say, we're going to judge him on what he did. Not what we thought he would do, not what he didn't accomplish, what he did. And I think if we're going to be a culture that espouses tolerance and diversity and appreciation for one another's differences, I think we have to not presuppose that because a group of people are of a certain ethnicity or come from a certain economic social status, that they're going to react with violence and retribution. I don't know that they will. We'll have to wait and see. Kevin McCullough coming right back. Baldwin McCullough Live. Stay with us. four radio talk show hosts in a village called Kadwa. Here's Danny's story.
Hi, I'm Danny Johnson, and I'm here with Vina in her tiny little home. This home is the size of many people's closets in the United States of America. We're sitting on a bed, just a piece of sheet or plastic that these beautiful babies sleep on. When we came in, she said she wasn't smiling because she hadn't eaten yet. A mother gives her children whatever food that she has, and she's usually the last to eat. They have nothing. This family has nothing. No water, no food, nothing. Won't you do something? The Bible says that if you ignore the cry of the poor, then you too will cry and be ignored. But if you uphold the cause of these people, they're not asking for nice clothes. They're not asking for video games, new socks and underwear. It'd be great if they actually have a pair. We want to build her a home. We want to bring water, clean, fresh water here. But we can't do it alone. We need you.
Dial 855-916-4673 or go to domuchgood.com. That's 855-916-4673.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE. Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Out food for up. It's Baldwin McCullough Live, and Calvin McCullough, glad you're with us every Friday night. Saturday night. What am I talking about? Saturday night from the nation's greatest city. For those of you that have tried to get through on the phones, we do apologize for the problem we've had with the phone system tonight. We have been frantically in contact with our phone people since then. But I'm grateful for those of you that have decided to stay. Just before the break, I was mentioning the fact that media, I felt like in the Ferguson case, have been very, very, almost hungry to see something take place in that city, in that town. I don't know, so that they can have something to report on. It seems to me there were a lot of headlines that were being written that were very, very premature in terms of what the actual outcome might end up being. One of the reasons I think that is because even Michael Brown, the young man's the young man who lost his life in the Ferguson incident, his own father came out Thursday and Friday of last week and said, guys, listen, whatever direction the grand jury decides, if the grand jury decides that my son rushed the police officer and the shooting was justified, or if they decide that Darren Wilson hacked it and acted in haste and took a life needlessly, whatever that decision is, I want you to raise your voice, not your hands, in response to it. I thought that was actually a very responsible and very earnest statement for the father to make, because, again, and I took my own industry to task this last week. I thought there was a lot of premature judging of this group of people. Now, look, I say that, and they've had three consecutive nights of unrest in Ferguson as we speak. So I'm not saying we should walk into this blind, you know, with our eyes blindfolded. The FBI sent about 100 extra agents. They're saying that maybe a bomb plot was foiled. And then I reported on a story earlier this week that I think has very little to do with the people of Ferguson, Missouri. It has a lot to do with leftists in general. But on the campus of St. Louis University this last week, there were groups of people handing out flyers saying that if the pig walked, a reference to Darren Wilson, the officer, that they should take America, AMERIKKA, see what they did there? They put the KKK in the middle of the word America. Very clever, these communists are. They said that if the pig walks, we should basically burn America to the ground. Now, this was from a young a group called the Revolutionary Communists of St. Louis or something like that. They actually have an office not far from the campus of the college, and they were there passing out these flyers. Again, I don't think that reflects upon the nature and the character of the average person from Ferguson. And I certainly hope that their influence is minimal, if at all. I'd rather everybody laugh at them when they pass out flyers like that and say, you guys are fools. You're idiots. You don't know what you're doing here. What kind of nuttiness are you passing along here? Unfortunately, there may be people that get caught up in it and say, okay, yeah, we're gonna use this to reenact the reaction to the Rodney King trial. It's sad if that's what happens here, but I don't think the media should be saying this is likely to happen, or we expect it to happen, or this is going to be something that is going to guarantee that we're going to see race riots and violence. I don't think that has to happen, friends. And one of the reasons why I don't feel like it has to happen, and I'll just be gut-level honest with you, is I think that Americans who understand the genuine greatness of America can understand that not everything goes our way. Sometimes you win some, sometimes you lose, sometimes you're stuck in between and you're not sure of what the outcome of something's going to be. But we don't have to violently respond to one another when things don't go our way. That typically has not been the American approach to solving our problems. It certainly wasn't the method by which Martin Luther King Jr. advocated. It has certainly not been the advocation of even our elected officials. Now, there are some that are going to say, well, you know, the Justice Department and the administration, the day after the elections, they met with organizers in St. Louis and said, you know, you guys make you make as much noise as you can. There's a desire to see some activism go on there. I hope that that doesn't mean that we become lesser than what we truly need to be. I don't think that's necessary. We'll have to wait. We'll have to see for ourselves if that is what this turns into. It has been a bizarre ride in Ferguson. We have seen the longest stretch of period of time. By the way, I don't really have a strong feeling one way or the other. I will tell you that when Officer Wilson decided to voluntarily testify before a grand jury, something that you typically never do if you're guilty. You just don't do that. You don't want to give people an additional opportunity to cross cross examination of you, especially if it's going to end up going to trial. But his attorneys encouraged him to. He decided to. If he's telling the truth, it's going to be easy for him to remember because he doesn't have to make things up and keep the dots connected. But we will see. That doesn't mean that, I don't think that necessarily means that there won't be an indictment. And there's been a lot of people that have said, even if the evidence stacks up in his favor, that the pressure is so great on this grand jury that they're going to find a way to get an indictment regardless. I don't know. Maybe they will. We'll know on Monday. That's the day that it's likely going to be coming down. And again, if you're people of prayer, my request would be that tonight and tomorrow that you hold the people of Ferguson, the town of Ferguson, the people, the law enforcement, the protesters, that you would hold them in prayer, that this doesn't turn into the mess that everybody seems to be hoping and praying that it will. I certainly am not. Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us. Thank you for being here on the Baldwin McCullough Live Night. Steven is in China, I'm sorry, in the Philippines tonight at a prize fight of Mr. Pacquiao and his American opponent. And he is on assignment, would have liked to have checked in, but we don't have the way to connect them. The thing that has kept us from being able to speak with you tonight has kept us from being able to speak with him as well. And we hope to get that remedied, obviously, before next week, because we miss your phone calls. We love when this show is a two-way conversation, not just something that we have amongst ourselves. So we look forward to that. Anyway, Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us. It's Baldwin McCullough online at baldwinmccullough.com. My website, thebingethinker.com, and, of course, on Facebook and Twitter as well. Coming right back, final thoughts on Baldwin McCullough.
Brooklyn Tabernacle pastor Jim Cimbala on America's decline in 2014.
And we're in one of the most massive declines, no matter how you try to spin it, in the history of our country. Average church size, the number of biblically defined Christians has sunk by four different polling agencies, somewhere between 6.3 to 9% of the population. The statistics are irrefutable. The church is in a massive decline. Pastors are leaving the ministry at $1,500 a month in America, all 50 states, about one per state per day. We have to go back to first principles of why are we here to spread the gospel? How can we do it successfully? Only through the power of the Holy Spirit. How can we live Christ-like lives when we spend more time with the Lord?
Will spending time with the Lord save America in 2014? Check out pray2014.com. That's pray2014.com. And get Pastor Cimbala's prayer focus for this year at no cost. That's pray2014.com.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste. And even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231. And the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Rick and Lola. It's Baldwin McCullough Live every Saturday night from here in New York to places all around the globe. And tonight, taking on the issue, not so much of immigration, but more of the thinking behind what the new policies are going to be in light of the president's actions. And again, if you had thoughts and you weren't able to get through on our phone lines, we had difficulties tonight making the making those things work. The opportunity for you to make yourself known, is still possible, at my email address, kmcradio@gmail.com. You can drop your thoughts there, kmcradio@gmail.com. KMCRadio@gmail.com. If you've got thoughts about the Ferguson incident, that you can drop those to me as well. Some people wanted us to talk about Bill Cosby tonight. I got to tell you on a personal note, the Cos is one of those guys that I grew up appreciating what he did as a communicator. I think his comedy is amazing in that it's largely family safe. It's largely friendly to the majority of Americans. The accusations and the numbers, the sheer numbers of people that are coming forward tell me that there is where there's smoke, there's fire on some level. And I don't know if any of these accusations, some of them 30 to 50 years old, are what they are or if there's piling on or whatever. But I do know this. I do know that none of us, if we look up to other human beings, is ever going to be really ever fully satisfied with who a human can be by way of a role model. That's why I think we've got to aim in a different place and look at a different place to find that inspiration to pattern our lives after. And for me personally, that's a relationship with God. And I hope that that's something that I can be as faithful as I can be too. But this has been an interesting week because I really have such a fond appreciation and memory of Bill Cosby's impact on the act of communication from the time I was very, very young, memorizing his sketches from his records, just listening to them over and over again. It'll be interesting to see what happens there. And, of course, we'll follow it. And if there's anything interesting that needs to be discussed, we will do that as well. It's Baldwin McCullough Live. We're here every Saturday night. Usually Stephen Baldwin, the actor, and Kevin McCullough, the talk show host, and combining forces, usually doing a lot of laughing at one another and the news around us tonight. Pretty sobering times we live in, pretty sobering days. Glad that you've spent this night with us and hope that you will be back next week when we look forward to hearing your voice and talking to you once again. Kevin McCullough saying so long from New York for Stephen and myself, who is on assignment in the Philippines, and wishing you the very happiest of Thanksgivings this week as well. If you want to stay in touch with us, it's online, baldwinmccullough.com. Check out our Facebook pages, go to our Twitter feeds, follow, join, like, whatever the requirement is. Become part of our lives that way. I'm Kevin McCullough. Have a great week. We'll see you next time.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturing
manufacturers. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.